ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب الله has made these four months sacred. Allah has made these four months sacred. ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Let us start off by listening to one virtue of sending durood and salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Verily, we know that the durood and the salutation which we send upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a source of mercy and blessing. The summary of the hadith is that the one who sent a durood once in the court and the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will shower that one with 10 special mercies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, would like to give a warm welcome to one and all, and we wish ala khairat for the muballighin, for the viewers as well, and we make a dua to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal to always connect us in this auspicious moments as well as also this august channel of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all. Ameen. We are starting a new silsila wherein we are going to explore the sacred month in Islam. The sacred month in Islam. Ashwurul Hurum, the sacred month. For verily, if we understand these months, what is in them and what is the reason of these months, if we know that the favors of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal of giving us these months, verily, all of us, we try to strive and to get some benefits. In the business arena, let me try to say that there are some monuments or there are some moments wherein sometimes auctions and special offers are given for the customers. And in those type of occasion, you find that the shops will be flooded with customers because they know what is in stock and they know what it is, the importance, and they know also what is at stake if they don't, via, in each and every one of us, we try to get more within a less short period of time, with less effort. If you get more, even if, be it buying nowadays, people, they prefer to buy, two bargains one time. For example, if someone is saying that if you buy this, this will be included also in the deal and it will be a free of charge. People, they like this type of buying and they like this type of commodity. So rather, if it is our day-to-day living wherein we are only concerned or we are only at work whenever we hear about materialistic gains, what about the spiritual gains? We would like to start off by listening to the explanation of the verse from Surah Tawbah, verse number 36, Nurul Irfan. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said, the translation which is undoubtedly the number of months with Allah is 12 in the book of Allah. Since the day He made the heavens and the earth, four of them are sacred. This is the right religion. Therefore, do not wrong yourself in the calculation of these months. Viewers of Madani Channel, as we heard from the verse and its translation and its explanation, the explanation of some other verse and some other thing is put here, This tells us that the lunar months are held in good esteem by Allah Almighty. Allow us to say, as the topic of discussion today is the sacred month. First of all, what we need to understand it is that in Islam, we do the calculation of our month based on the lunar, based on the moon. Henceforth, our calendar, it is called the lunar calendar. We do the calculation as per the moon. And alhamdulillah, we differ from other calendars, not necessarily that we differ from them, but due to divine origin. As we hear that our month is in this Surah Tawbah, verse number 36, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is telling us about the initiative of the month, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the initiator of this month. He is the creator of this month. And the way we calculate them doing so by the lunar calculation, that is how our Islamic calendar is set off. I would like the viewers, especially our Islamic sisters, our Islamic brothers, to pay attention to this, because in these calendars, in these months, when these months are moving from Muharram to the Dhul-Hijjah, which we are going to explain, because our target is only not all the months, we only want to target the sacred month. Henceforth, the name of the silsila, it is the sacred month in Islam, Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred month. So when the calendar is moving from the Muharram up to the Dhul-Hijjah, we will find that this month there is something of which, you know, like how a poet said that inna ribha, verily profit, wal khusran, and loss fil amal, will be judged according to our actions. And as the time is moving and as the month is moving, our actions, they are occurring in these months. So this month Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal put them 12, and from among these 12, four from among them is sacred. I would like the viewers to listen to the explanation in Nurul Irfan. It is said that this tells the lunar months are held in esteem by Allah Almighty because the honored months were all lunar months. Thus, all worship like zakah, fasting, hajj are performed in lunar months. Henceforth, we are being told another important aspect and scenario is we were trying to mention that our deeds, you know, they occur in this special month. And when the months are moving, then we will happen to know the calculation of the month. And henceforth, when we calculate the month properly, we will be knowing that this is now the time for fasting. This is the now, you know, the year is about to finish. This is now the time to pay your zakah. And henceforth, this is the time to do hajj. In this sacred month also, there's something of which, inshallah, we are going to explain later. Let us hear from the explanation again. From this, we learn that the practice of those people who extend some years to 13 months is based and misleading. That is the calculation. But what we want is this. 3 months are sequential. For example, the Al-Qa'da, the Al-Hijjah, and Muharram. And one is inseparable, that is Rajab. We are now talking about the sacred month, viewers of Madani Channel. There are 4 sacred months. So these sacred months, these are wherein we need to know this sacred month nicely. After knowing that the month, the lunar year, it is counted due so with the lunar month, whereby we start with Muharram and we finish with Dhul-Hijjah. Imam At-Tabari also said in the explanation of this verse, quoting the saying of Abu Ja'far, he said that inna iddata shuhuri sana ithna ashara shaharan, that the number of the Islamic month, they are 12. The number of the Islamic month, they are 12. Then he further goes on and said, from this 12 Islamic lunar month, minha, from among them, from this 12, okay, from this 12, from among those 12, not to include others, no? From among those 12 months, arba'atun, 4 ashhur, 4 months, hurum, they are sacred. Let me just interject here. When we talk about sacred month, viewers of Madani Channel, you find the word hurum is being used. That is sacred. It's because there is this terminology, especially for the people who speak English, we say holy. No, so the term holy is not used here. it is the sacred month. That's why we say in the episode that the sacred month of Islam, because it is different from the holy. Otherwise, if we say holy month, we'll end up having misconception. Like, you know what, people, if they don't go to work, they call it a holy day. You see, and such a date is a holy day, and such a date is a holy what, and the holy. But now in Islam, the term which is used is a hurum, sacred. Sacred. We'll explain it later by the grace of Allah, Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. So you said that from amongst them, you see, four of them, they are sacred. Kanat al Jahiliyyah. And also people pray to Islamic era before the advent of Islam, that is, before the Bi'ithatun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Arabs, that is the pre-Islamic era, the people of Jahiliyyah, they used also to honor this. Is mentioned also in Nur al-Irfan under the explanation of the ayah of Surah Tawbah, that is verse number 36, that even also the pre-Islamic Arabs, they used to respect this month. Now, you can see how important and how noble this month are. Much that they used to avoid quarreling with one another. They used to avoid fighting with one another. They used to avoid shouting one another, because they used to take them seriously, those months. So, he further goes on and saying, Wahunna, in these four sacred months are Rajab Mudar, the month of Rajab, and three months which come consecutively, which are Dhul Qa'adati, Dhul Hijjati, and Muharram. These are the four sacred months of Islam. So, after knowing this, viewers of Madani Channel, we are going to see the significance of these four sacred months. That is the month of Dhul Qa'adah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and as well as Rajab Murajab. These are the four sacred months in Islam. It is very, very important for us to know that whenever we are saying that this is sacred, it is not only sacred in our sight, but it is sacred in the Allah wa in the Rasul, in the sight of Allah, Rabbul Izzat al Jalal, and in the sight of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we had already known that these are some of this, as is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that in his farewell sermon, he did give that admonition that, oh people, ya ayyuhannas, inna zaman, that verily indeed time, he has gone back to how it was the time when Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal created the earth, the heavens and the earth. The time is that they're still the same. It is how its circulation, it is moving exactly as according to how Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal willed it at the time when he created the vast heaven and the earth. And he further goes on, a year is 12 months, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can see that the hadith complement whatever in the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further explained to us that a year is 12 months, four of which are sacred. The word sacred again is being used. Four of which are sacred, and three are consecutive, and one is separate. Three are consecutive. What are they? Dhul Qa'adah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. These are consecutive. And the month of Rajab. The month of Rajab is not coming in the sequence that Dhul Qa'adah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, then Rajab. No. It's Dhul Qa'adah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, then after some month, then comes also the month of Rajab. As we look through the Quran and the Sunnah, from the notes which I prepared here, we see that if we look in the Quran and the Sunnah, if we read the Quran and we read the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are taught to respect and to honor this sacred month. Viewers of Madani Channel, that was the reason why we selected this particular topic, the sacred month, because whenever we are hearing that they are sacred months, we are required to honor them and to sanctify them. To honor them and to sanctify them, this sacred month. Like how Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam honor them. We hear about in the Holy Quran, the verse of Surah Tawbah, that from among them, four of them, they are sacred. From the Holy Quran, and we hear also the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his farewell sermon, telling the people that from among this lunar month, in the lunar year, four such beautiful months, they are sacred. Viewers of Madani Channel, we need to learn and to honor this. We need to benefit from this. The sacred months are time for us to reflect on our lives. Whenever we hear that the month is sacred, you need to sit down and think and ponder that what have you done so far? Because this is the month for us to reflect upon our actions. So these sacred months are there for us to reform ourselves, to become better Muslims. Whatever we have missed in other general months, then we need to make sure that we compensate in this sacred month. And after the sacred month, we need to change for once and for all. This is the moment, you know, we call them the seasons of worship, showers of blessings. These are the sacred month. And also, we need to exert ourselves in extra worship and ask Allah for His forgiveness. This is what we must be doing in the sacred month. We need not to sit down and relax. Like it is a norm nowadays, that we see that we have got misconceptions. Starting from the Ramadan itself, the month wherein we need to abstain from food, but you find that that is the month whereby the refrigerator is full of food. We tend to take an opposite direction, and at the end of the day, we become losers. So if we want to avoid to being losers, we need to know that the issue of the sacred month, it is not only for us to celebrate. Of course, we will celebrate within the Islamic perimeters if we have done those things which please Allah and His Rasul. So the sacred month, they are there for us to ponder, to introspect, to reflect, and to become better Muslims. What are the rights of the sacred month? Number one, to honor it. Number two, to benefit from it. Number three, to respect it. What do we mean by saying respecting it, viewers of Madani Channel? When we say respect of it, to abstain from sins. Viewers of Madani Channel, a believer is always conscious. He's always conscious of what he say. He's always conscious of what he eat. He's always conscious of what he look. Like the one who is moving in a land full of thorns. He first, before putting a feet, he first of all think before putting a feet. That is there any some thorns? This is how a believer always be. A believer is always conscious. So when it is the month of Dhul Qa'dah, you will be conscious. What is the month of Dhul Qa'dah all about? Dhul Hijjah, what is the month of Dhul Hijjah all about? So viewers of Madani Channel, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know that in the mahal of Da'wat Islam, we've got a call, we've got a motto, a slogan that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the entire universe. So these are the months whereby we need to rectify ourselves solemnly and solemnly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do so, inshallah, by the grace of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, the beautiful perfume of calling of Nekiki Da'awat, it is going to spread around the globe. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, bless one and all, and bless us, and keep us connected to our Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala.
Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Rajab, Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Rajab,